Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast. And, you know, earlier Sam was saying how he really needs to kind of back off of the amount of Hamilton that he's watching.
Well, he's going to try to not watch Hamilton this weekend.
It's just too good.
I know.
It is good.
So much to
see. And it's one of those things you got to watch multiple times in order
to catch it all.
Catch all the words.
But when you love something that much, you also take breaks from it so you don't ruin it for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one thing that Sam mentioned when we weren't on the air was that the same question that I had when we watched it in person, Jody, and when I say in person, by the way, I don't mean Broadway, New York. Mm-hmm. I wish, but we had seen the touring version of it, which was awesome. But dueling, and you when you see that the dueling thing was a real thing, and you know, yeah. Of course, that's how the whole thing ends, right? You know,
yeah.
It's not a spoiler; it's history.
What?
But you know, but you do stop and wonder why
was that the way?
Yeah, you can't even really wrap your head around. And you know that dueling was a thing. Every Western movie, you know, seemed to have some sort of every now and then. All right, we're going to go outside and duel. You know,
yeah. At some point,
Western movies, it wasn't a duel; it was a shootout or something.
Yeah,
they didn't call it a duel in Western.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing.
Why do I think
it's the same?
It is the same thing.
But duel is like you walk and you turn and then you shoot.
Isn't what they did then the movie?
Cowboys just face off in the street and it's like who's going to draw first?
Oh yeah, with the fingers.
Yeah, and you hear woo 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 woo.
Oh,
and the doors shut.
It's sort of the same thing.
So that scene in Tombstone is not considered a duel. You know what I mean?
I don't care. Let's watch Tombstone all weekend.
But here's where I was going with this. I mean, I agree. It's hard to even imagine that there was a time mm-hmm. where that was the way to solve a problem. And I'm wondering to myself, why?
How? I know.
How did it last as long as it did? And when I read up on it, because part of me was wondering, well, it was just... Was it like that old school thinking back before there was a bunch of science that, well, we'll just let fate be fate. What's going to happen is going to happen, and that's that.
Know.
Without having a lot of intellect.
It was an honor thing.
Exactly.
It was all an honor thing. You
right.
disgraced my honor, and you have to atone for it.
You're going to die for it. Somebody's going to die for it, or at least be wounded.
And I don't know how real or realistic the Hamilton stuff is, but I learned
with all the rapping.
From the dueling song in Hamilton. That there was a process because, you know, growing up in New Orleans, we had dueling oaks. It's mm-hmm. in the city park. It's like it was you knew about duels. Not that we did it.
What? So is this a place that duels took place?
Yes. Yeah,
at the dueling at the dueling oaks.
Okay.
Where are we going to do this?
It's the name, Murph.
I had read is that in the U.S. it was still done up until like the mid-1800s, which mm-hmm. even that surprised me.
Yeah.
You know.
But I didn't realize the procedure that went along with it. I knew you had the gun. I knew you had the second that came your buddy that came with you. But you know the way Hamilton plays out is your second's supposed to go and try and like, hey, look.
You work
just
it out.
Apologize and we can call this off or a way to honorably get out of it, like apologizing for. But I'm not apologizing. I'm sticking by my guns.
Okay, literally.
Well, we got to have the
literally.
Duel. I didn't realize it was all that process. I thought it was all just an honor thing and we're going to fight and shoot. And
you
all
thought
that.
It was like an in the moment thing. Oh, really? Oh, meet me here at sunset.
Yeah. Let's take let's step outside and take care of this.
So, but Murphy, you're right. How do we go from dueling with guns? Possibly to the death, to rock, paper, scissors, or whatever went to, people deciding stuff.
Well, and that is what I read, and it's actually cool the way that it worked itself out. The reason that dueling went away is it was public pressure, public opinion. It wasn't laws and legislation. It's not that the legislation didn't happen, but apparently there were like kings in the 1200s that were trying to outlaw dueling for hundreds of years. They were trying to get rid of it, and it eventually fell out of public favor. And I think the reason it fell out of public favor is, you know...
Somebody's going to die.
Well, population's bigger now, you know, and so as communities, we're different, but it was public pressure and the ability, for the public to come together to create local governments and those kind of things, and eventually just it went away.
Wow.
You know, I think most people, it makes for a great story and a recap... of history, but I don't know that most people actually did that. You know what I'm saying?
So,
although
it wasn't as common as it would seem.
But it's odd that somebody, you know, the two leaders, you know, in this country were the ones that dueled things out. It's just
And I think
it's hard. It really is hard to wrap your brain around.
I think the reason you didn't hear about it a lot too is the fact that it was on the DL.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like. in Hamilton when they have the duel.
You really do
it's
need
like,
to stop.
We're going across the Hudson. We're going to do this in New Jersey. Shh, everybody quiet. We got the doctor here. It's on, you know, it's on the down low. And then when it happens, then okay, somebody had a duel. What happened to Burr? He disappeared. I'll tell you what happened to Burr, but Hamilton.
Yeah. And you know, what's odd to me about that is if it really was an issue of honor, then why would you go off and then do it where nobody's going to know about it? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Yeah, and the whole, I mean, it's a different time and place, but the defending the honor by death.
I know.
It's like, can't we do this in chess or checkers?
Well, it lets you understand how not light life was. You know, we're laughing all day long around here, and it just seems to me the time was not, it wasn't a... They took everything very seriously, obviously.
Well, I mean, literally, you would just say that it's just like anything as a civilized society has evolved over the years.
Right.
There were things that, you know, people just kind of blindly followed and believed in, and those things have changed, and we've evolved a lot. But I guess that
we've evolved so much we can do it on Twitter now.
But, you know, I mean, maybe that kind of thing has its roots in the tens of thousands of years ago where everything was really
swords.
Pretty much, or just fight. I mean, if you didn't fight for something, you would die. There wasn't really, you didn't always know that the person who was in, you know, in your proximity was a friend, foe, or other, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you
didn't. Survival.
Correct, exactly. And so there wasn't a whole lot of intellectualizing,
sitting down,
going on
things
into it,
out.
Right? Rationalizing, logic, whatever, psychology. There was, none of that was going on. It was just the whole this happened and here's how I'm going to
got to atone
defend.
For it.
Yeah. That's but crazy. But it just, when you said that, it jumped out at me that I felt the same way at the end of when Jody and I watched Hamilton. It's like,
wait, really how we had to work this out?
Is this really how this happened?
Well,
the
fact that in Hamilton there's three duels.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not spoiling anything on who wins and loses, except you know who loses with Burr and Hamilton.
Yeah.
But it's like they had three of them in there. And
yeah.
And honestly, after watching Hamilton the first time, I can't sit through the last duel, the Hamilton duel. I mean, it's nothing grotesque. But it's just like, it didn't have to
be that way.
It didn't have to happen.
And by the way, a little off subject here, our girls, Taylor and Phoebe, because they're theater kids and they love Hamilton, they know more about that story in American history than any other story, thanks to it being brought to a musical.
And realize, it is a theatrical performance. You know, I don't know how much of it is.
I want to dig into that. Right. I want to find out.
There you go.
Because as Hamilton starts,
and that's what you need to do.
Hamilton's a great guy. Burr's a great guy, and then they go there, they butt heads through the whole thing, and it turns into what it turns into. And it's like, was Burr really that way? Did Hamilton provoke this?
Yeah.
Is this all just for Broadway?
Yeah, and I don't think anything that I read in reviews is that it's actually based on the historical.
Yes.
You're always going to take some liberty when you're doing a performance to make sure that it's entertaining. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's going to be embellished
like I said,
in
hence
some
the rapping.
Way. And I don't know.
And the dancing.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. But, you know, I am glad that, you know, that in terms of, you know... A way of resolving the dispute
is not
preserving the
thing.
Honor is not
How
the,
would you like to have that sitting on your... conscience
I
like
know,
today right. If I said something that upset somebody and they could challenge me to a duel, it's like
could be your dying day.
I gotta live with it.
Darn,
can't we just like Jody said rock paper scissors please.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all at murphysamandjody.com.
If you own an old unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-817-2951. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. Doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it'll be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now at 800-817-2951. Donating is easy and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call 800-817-2951. 817-2951.